Well, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Well,
we're holding here in the middle of the Shtikin Yanim. We saw the first piece about and that is that when the person is more in his chaymer mode, he doesn't allow the seichel mode to express itself and so on. I think we got up to Zeshav Lemetzes Guftev Leshtika or Lemetesh Ika. I don't remember which piece that we're up to.
I think we're up to Lemetesh Ika.
Yeah. I want to add one more nakuda to the previous thing, and that is the morale in a lot of places says that the Koh HaDibur is b'miyuchad a herkiv of Guf and Neshama. I mean, that's the, his whole nakuda in his when he speaks about the Siva Loshen, that the Koh HaDibur of a person has a herkiv of both the seichel and the physical expression. Everything else, Moshe, pu'ula is a physical expression that was triggered by the seichel. A thought is all seichel and takes place within the context of something physical. But dibur includes both. So in the tension between the two, in Koh HaDibur, between the the fact that dibur can become, dibur is the most sensitive, it can become almost a machshava, and it can become a much more, very much dibudik. One of the places where you, in other words, which would be very physical, one of the places where you see this interesting nafkemina is Mishnayos and Gemara are both perish of alper, and yet they are extremely different. In a Mishnah, you can darshan sirusim and chasurim mechsi v'hori katani is not an unusual matzav. You can have a mishnah that's going according to Madiyama and he's not listening to Mishnah. A mishnah itself is a ribuy of shtika and a miyud of diburim. Rav Futner writes someplace that it was bedafka like that, he says, because since the heter writing Torah Shabbat, writing out Torah Shabbat is a heta, they wanted to minimize the heta to as little as need be. But there's a certain oimik. It's written very, very, it's written very, very bekitzer, almost as if the dibur is just there beremiza to let you know that there's something else there. The Gemara is a whole different world. In a Gemara, we say Havla Lefrushe. You don't darshan a chasur mefsi in a Gemara. In Amora, we say Havla Lefrushe. We don't say that in a Tana, because a Tana has to speak in terms of Dipurim, Mia Dipurim, in Shtikadik, and an Amora can and should expand. An Amora is somebody whose mitzvah is to expand the dvarim of the Tana. The word Amora also means the person, when a Chacham would speak and he couldn't make himself be heard, is Hekim Alav Amora, that's somebody who would stand and expound, give words to the words that he couldn't give. That was a I once heard it says by the Rambam speaks about Rav. He says in Hilchos Deos when he speaks about Shtika, he says that Rav for Omru. The Rambam speaks about the mile of Shtika in Hilchos Deos, and he says, and he says, Omer al Rav Talmud Rabbein HaKadosh Shleisoch Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomov. So he's Meshabeach Rav as a Talmud of Rabbein HaKadosh that he was Shleisoch Sicha B'Teil Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I mean, if a person doesn't know who Rav is, chances are quite good Rabbeinu HaKadosh doesn't ring a bell either. There are very few Yidden that their whole Yedda and Yiddishkeit goes up to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and Rav already don't know. If he learned Gemara, he knows both. If he didn't learn, he doesn't know either. So Moshe Shapiro once spoke a long arichas. I mean, I heard from many, many years ago about Kedushas Adibur and Kedushas Abris. Rabbeinu HaKadosh's biggest steinus was Kedushas Abris. Rav's biggest steinus was Shtika, the parallel, so on. Moshe spoke about that Nakuda. I think there's a simpler Nakuda. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is the Morid Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is the Galmus of Mishnah. Mishnah is Kulei Shtika. Mishnah says less, far, far less than what's needed to express itself. So Rav took that midah from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I once heard from somebody, that's the pshat why Rav Tanahu Polik. Because Rav had this midah that was a Tanitic midah, that's why he was, he had shaykhs at that door. So in the heter of Ksivas HaDiburim itself, you see that Chazal made a two-layered, two-tiered expression. One was the lower darga, the higher darga means the less diburim of Mishnah. That was darga one. And then Gemara already is an arichas dvarim. It's almost ke'ilu, the Mishnah tries to make it as short as possible. The Gemara tries to be as long as possible. You can have two blood on one word. Why the Mishnah didn't say Eser Asara? Why the Mishnah used Lashon Zohar, Lashon Keva? It seems even small things, because the Matara Gemara is talking to be Mayrech with Diburim as much as possible in order to bring out what's in the Mishnah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
We find that in the Gemara Erevin, which speaks about that the Rebbe had Tainas and Rav Chia, that he darshan Terev Arabim, because he darshan the Pasuk of Chacham Smachutz Tebe. And he was the one who was misad of the brises, and the derech of the brises of Rav Chia is to be marach that much more than the Mishnayos. So it seems to be that even amongst the Tanoim there was like two different, you know. I think Rebbe even mentioned once that the derech of Rav Chia was much more to be marach, and Rebbe was to be mekatzer, and that was the chilek between Mishnah and brises.
Right,
so it seems even amongst the Tanoim to a certain extent,
yes,
it was a.
Yes, that was the divine that was ordained. Anything after. I mean, in the first one, Ilfa Nebyechanan, Ilfa said, test me if someone can find a brisa that isn't mentioned in the Mishnah, that I won't find a remis in the Mishnah. In other words, if you learn it at the core correctly, you will find a Richas HaDiburim there also. So correct that brises are a little bit of a tesefis of Koach HaDibur to the Mishnah already. Theoretically, all the prices should have been rumored that in the Mishnah. Rebbe Lashana Reb Chia Minolan. Okay, Vaitis. So this was just a hashlama to the part that we spoke yesterday, the last time, about the Mishkol of the Guf versus, or the Chayma versus the Ruach, the Guf versus the Seichel in the Koach HaDibur. Next part. Le Medish Ika Ela Maisa. Which almost seems the opposite. Shalei toima acha kashtika sheheda apula toiva b'yosa neshesh le'odom lifol b'sich like Moshe's baya. Im kein ha-medishik v'la'maisika. So if thought is the most important part of a person, and action is really the most physical part, then we certainly, a person should spend his time contemplating instead of doing. U'mekol mokom ha'iku ha-maisak sh'ha-medish v'ha-seichu v'ha-maila al-yoyna. So let's talk a little about this. There's a lot of nekudas this. In the tension between Maisa and Seichel, which is Iker. So there are a lot of Chazal going both directions. And let's understand the different Nekudas. In La'amidish Ikala Maisa, the Maral explained one way, there's two different directions to go with it. Almost different directions. But the malach cheshved in a person, or is a person cheshved in a malach? In that shaila, so to speak, in the machlokas rishonim, and dachra, the way dachra bring it, is if you, the way Nafsha Chaim speaks about it specifically, if you're talking about what is more cheshev, if you walk into a school, who is the more knowledgeable and respect-worthy? The answer is the Rebbeim, the teachers, much more than Talmidim. What is the tachlis of the teacher there to bring out Talmidim? So if a teacher comes in, or a Rebbe comes in and says, wow, I'm so much more chashuv than Talmidim, what a waste of time to recite Talmidim, he missed the boat. The ikar pa'ula a person was created in this world is Olam HaMaisa, because it's the lowest. If a person can get his Evarim to be Kaddish, to get not only his Machshav and Regesh, he certainly has accomplished more. So when we ask ourselves which is more Chashav of the two, Machshav. Which is the Tachlis? If a person has very high Machshavas, but never brings them out the Pula, then it was worthless, it was useless. That is one Teretz that a lot of places says in different Lashonis, in the afchana between more chashuv to purpose. There's a second nekuda, and this is the nekuda I think that he is speaking about. When you're building, and this is the way he says it later on, Derech Chaim, when you're building, as Moshe says, Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, a person Deher's seichel, oimik deka seichel, with a process of min hamuchash el hamusag. You first need to do things. You first need to see it palpable, and then you can deher teichen of it. L'mosh, there's a Rebbeinu B'chayin last week, etc., that he speaks about Moshe seeing the Labas Eish, the Malach Labas Eish. And Rabbi Mechai says a gevaldik yisoid over there, an extraordinarily powerful yisoid. He says, the Izgalus to Moshe Rabbeinu came in three phases. First he saw a fire, a regular fire that burns without consuming. Then he saw Malach mitoicha Eish, and then he saw the Shechina mitoicha Malach. And he says, and this is the way a person should always learn from the more tangible pashut oifen to the deeper mufshit, the oifen. A person's understandings and ideas start with the tangible, and then they go outward. You get to the core of it, the finer, and the teichen, and so on and so forth. The same thing is true with nefesh ha'adam. If you build a person's character from extra credit, then you have nothing there. If you build a person's character from bottom up, with the dvarim pshutim and zakim first, then there's a chance that you will get the finer points to it. So, building in the person's nefesh, the maisa is more ikar in the sense of it's just like the what acts as the anchor for everything else. Just like a keres habayis, ikros habayis, she holds the house down, she anchors it down. The same thing here also. The person's maisim are solid. That's real to him. And the person on the first level is what his maisim are. So a person who does good things and gets along with people and is kind has goodness to himself in an extremely solid way. On top of that, he can think further and be misbain into a greater oimik. But if he just was misbain and doesn't really have it, then it's not built into him. In a person's kochas ha-nefesh, he also has different types of machshavas. There's the machshava that is who you are. I get you upset, you yell at me. That's who you are. And then there is the deep machshava. A person can sometimes, l'mashal, speak and say dvarim gedolim v'ramim, and speak about kindness. find this a very high dargis and mean it. And then at home or in day-to-day life is really impossible. So it's not the pshat, it's a hypocrite in the full sense of the word. In other words, a real hypocrite would be somebody who, you know, himself is a mean guy. They're paying him money to say a drosh on chesed, so he says gevaldike chesed things. He himself is lazy, but he demands of others to do a lot of hard work, and so on and so forth. Those are all real hypocrites. But within a person himself, the koiches that are the more real, what we would call solid koiches, deal with the mitzvahs, those koiches are the person himself. And then the person has koiches that reach out, that the person can think of higher things, deeper things, whatever you want. Those are the inyanim that can come on top of something that's grounded. So all the mishalim Chazal give, like the mashal of Ilan, which Rosh of Merubin, anything which has that which keeps a person tied to the ground. It's called a yesoid, he's calling it, in that sense, because a yesoid keeps it as a real metzias. So these things keep in a person the real metzias of, yes, when you talk about chesed, if you're used to getting up and getting somebody a bottle of water or whatever it is, then that chesed is grounded in something. If it's just a hecher v'achshava, then that's all it is. So I think the Maharal is not talking about the ikar in the sense, the purpose, and so on, like our first Maharal. I think he's talking about the second Mahalach.
So it comes out, the Gemara, which says, Gedele Talmud, or Talmud, maybe the Emaisa, it's a totally different concept. There's Taka speaking about which one is Cheshva, and there we say the Talmud is, and here we're speaking about what is more Yesoidi for the person.
I think it's more than just what's Cheshva. Gedele Talmud is another Nekuda. The word Gadol means to include more. In other words, if I say circle A is bigger than circle B, it means that circle B can fit into circle A. If you talk and learn about something, it can bring you to the Olam Asiyah. But just doing it, it doesn't bring you so much to the world of understanding and hearing it. So when you talk to somebody about tzitzis and the deeper meaning of tzitzis and so on and so forth, it may bring him to wearing tzitzis. If you force a kid to wear tzitzis, and that's what it's all about, there's not going to be any deeper havana that's not there for the etzem maisa. So I think the gedol over there means simply which can contain the other one. So certainly, listen, lemaisa, that's how we act. If we want to be makar of somebody, so we tell him, do it. If you want to become somebody to any Indian, we talk about it, and we try to get him to understand. I mean, we try to use Talmud Torah to get a person to do what's right. So there is a certain God Ladim, which are the Maisa. But that's that Nekuda specifically.
Well, when he says here that the Ein Koine Mailas HaSeichel, Raksha Torah Shiyole Koinim Yisoid Muchan, is he talking about the actual Havana that a person
okay.
can...
Good. So, I thought on both studies. The Maharal says in Gevuras, when he speaks on Chachamim, Kulon Avonim, no, he speaks it on maybe Matzah Zu. He speaks about that, I think maybe Matzah Zu, I don't remember, but his point is that maybe he speaks on Bizman Shematzah Mar Munach Lefanecha. Our Havana comes from the Metzias upwards. In other words, if a person sees something, he can dehear something behind it. The person, since our bodies are physical bodies, our seichel also works by seeing the Metzias and extrapolating outwards. Much like the Rambam says, a person can't think of something that doesn't exist. If he saw a flying ship, for instance, he thought of a ship and he thought of a bird and merged the two together. But you can't imagine that which is unimaginable. So a person can, so it, that is one correct way of learning the Rambam, is that Havana starts with the concrete and works its way up to the abstract. That's one way of learning the Rambam, and I think this might be his natia. There's another way, which is that in building a person's own personality, in other words, when we're talking about the Yisoid HaNefesh, the Havana is, when we talk about Havana in Yiddishkeit, we're talking about, a better word would be mindset. A person who's a Chacham and Maven, as Koinai, doesn't mean he can have fancy theological arguments, but he kind of deheres and identifies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. So the Yisoid for that would be also Maisa. Maisa is a much more Yisoidisk in a person than a Stam Diburim. So I'm not sure if the Maral means, the Maral could mean one or two things here. Either Mitzad the Nefesh Adam, what's really the Yisoid by him and so on. The second one is not Mitzad Nefesh Adam, but Mitzad the Havana itself. We need first like the muscle, all the theories that we have in physics start with physical phenomena we observe, feel, etc. And then when we attempt to describe them, we extrapolate a formula. But science starts from that which is and is a metzius to something which is more abstract. So this could also be what he's saying. If both of them would be described as yisoid, my natia is that is what he means over here, what I'm saying now. Shasechel hu amayla yonim, kolkom ha-maisu hu ha-yisoid. Ve'inkoyna ma'atzech rakshokta kodim yisoid muchon. It's the yisoid in the person's nefesh. A good person that has goodness through maisim first, and then he'll dehead the tefis of it on top of it. If he's not a good person, if he doesn't do good, then he's not going to really dehead goodness. I think but either one is true and either one is correct, and both of them could mean that. And also we have what we said before about the difference between Iker and Tafel in terms of Tachlis versus its own Mila. So he's saying like this. He's saying, we said before that Levatzik Tavishtika, but that doesn't mean to exclude Maisa. It means to exclude that Dipurim are not good, but Maisim, mitzat being a Yisoid Shabbatava, is more important. One more point that we were saying before, maybe you know, over here. Before he says that the Iker is not, Shtika is better. Shtika's Yafaloi, so it implies Kibbutz Seichel, everything, and not the practicing. And here he says, Loya Medrash Sheikal HaMais, and so on. It could be one more way in which he might be trying to answer it, I'm not sure. In as much as Dibur is seen as being part of the thinking process, in other words, a person uses words mainly to express thinking and so on. So in terms of the words themselves, which are the etzem achelik of the thinking process, one should be more into the thinking than into the words. A person, Lamarshall, once again, a person who speaks about chesed, so when he's talking in a shir, and he's talking too much about it, I say you're drowning your content in verbiage, in words. That is a correct ha'ara. But if the person thinks about chesed, says something about chesed, but never goes and does it, then that's certainly not accomplishing his tachlis. When the Mishnah is talking about the Milas Hashtika, it's vis-a-vis of machshava. In the world of machshava, machshava starts with a very kind of vague feeling and becomes a dibur. This is different. That, I think, is part of what he's saying over here. So we have two or three or four, and sure, there's this tension. If you ever take a look at somebody's work in the Chizkis from the Mamarim of the Baal Tanya and others, it's an ongoing tension between Akash Baruch Hu created the world for mitzvahs and mitzvahs maisius, dafka in a goof, and a person's dafka in a goof. But the neshama is dik and the goof is nothing. There's a constant back and forth, and it's not a stereo. So somebody who has a little bit of the hair, it really depends what you're talking about. Yisoid or tachlis? Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Sure.
So, a good Shabbos.